This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. Live from Radio Row in Las Vegas, this is MP on the Mic with Michael Phillips.
Yes. All right, I love it. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. It's 10:15. Man, what a great start to this program. That was Dr. Scott Goldman. If you missed it, grab the Odyssey app. He's worked with Bob Myers. He's worked with Dan Quinn. We turned the microphone off. He said, hey, is the microphone off? He said, I just chatting with DQ yesterday. Those are the kinds of guests we flew out here for. That is why we got on the plane. That is why we set up the table. That's why I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. For that kind of insight, you're not going to get that anywhere else. So glad you're joining us for Bud Light Big Game Week. Got a little business on the home front to tend to. VCU big winners last night, 75-60 over Fordham. Watched it out here at the Mandalay Bay. We're staying here at the sports book. Tons of fun. JC, why don't you hit up number one? I would like to hear Max Schulga record his first double-double as a VCU Ram.
The beefy Rivera has it knocked out of his hands. Schulga going after it. He's got it. Schulga one-on-one with Richardson. Rises and fires for three. Bullseye!
That was the dagger.
The third three by Schulga. And VCU up 71-54.
I don't know what to make of this team on a day-to-day, week-to-week, game-to-game basis. But I know they were supposed to take care of business against Fordham. And I know they took care of business against Fordham. And I know that's important. I also know it's important that Michael Bell got a pair of three-pointers. Would love to play clip number two here. JC, this is Michael Bell. He doesn't get the post-game interview a lot. He was on The Fan last night. This is Michael Bell with Robbie and Rodney after a pair of three-pointers. And, look, Michael Bell's always good on the defensive end. You mix it a little offense, I think we got something cooking here.
for sure. I feel like that's just been my role. Recently, with Sean going back as a starting lineup, I talked with coach about it and the other staff members. And one of the biggest things for me was just being like an energizer and like just being like an energy pusher off the bench, like giving energy, giving defense, giving effort and hustle. When Sean gets tired or Mass gets tired, just being able to be dependent on and like being those like short 2-3 minute bursts for Sean and like Max to get their energy back. And I feel like that's just me as a player, just giving energy, trying to play hard every minute of the game to try and help us win. So yeah.
Right, like if you're ranking, what are the most important things for a basketball team? What are the most important things for VCU? You're starting with the boxing out, the defense, the rebounding, timely shooting. Sean Bairstow backing guys down, coming back from injury. Max Scholga making big shots, as he does. You're talking about Joe Bamisil getting hot. Shot selection, so important for him. You're talking about Jason Nelson and his ball handling. Those are the most important things. But add on to that list, guys like Michael Bell, guys who come off the bench, give you good minutes, give you energy, give you a defensive stop when you need a defensive stop. That's what you need. That's what a winning basketball team needs. That lifts you from good to great. That lifts you from inconsistent to a team that can win consistently. I'm not going to toss out too many flowers. You beat Fordham. You beat Fordham on the road. Like, there was a time when VCU played Fordham, you didn't even need to watch the game. You kind of got to watch all the games now. We're not at that point yet. We're not at the point where you just take it for granted VCU is going to beat Fordham. But to get to where they want to go on this journey, you handle teams like that. And you withstand a very strong effort from Fordham, right? We talk about the bullseye. VCU's still wearing the bullseye. Fordham's still, Fordham's still got this circled. They're playing Dayton, and they're all in, and they're giving their all. And they're playing VCU, and they're all in, and they're giving their all. Those are the two teams still in the A-10. They walk into every arena every night with a circle right around them on the calendar. A few more fans than you normally get at the game, a little more energy than you normally get in that gym. And they rose to the occasion. Love seeing Michael Bell hit a couple of threes. If he could continue doing that, that's going to be a great thing for this team. Max Scholga, first double-double as a Ram. Let's hit number four, JC. Let's hear from VCU coach Ryan Odom. Here he was on the Fan after the game talking to Robbie and Rodney up in the Bronx.
Excited for our guys. You know, I told them after the game, you know, a lot of immature teams, you know, would have come in here, especially after the win, you know, against Richmond and not taking care of business and not played, you know, winning basketball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think earlier in the season, you know, we had a little bit of that, you know, we'd win one big one and then come back and all of a sudden, you know, we're not ready to play or not playing the style of basketball that you know, is of winning caliber. And, you know, I thought tonight certainly wasn't perfect, but, you know, we began to, you know, figure it out in terms of taking care of the ball and sharing the ball. There's some really nice plays out there, 18 assists.
Yeah. On 26 you know, made buckets, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. Defense down the stretch was not great. We gotta clean that up a little bit, but definitely excited for our guys in the win.
I love that because coaches so rarely give out those kinds of compliments. An immature team wouldn't have done that tonight. An immature team would have not shown up between Richmond and Dayton, right, for the trap game, for the Bronx up there in Fordham, all those things. This was a mature effort. And I think you love that. All right, it's Bud Light Big Game Week. We're at Radio Row. We're having a ton of fun this week, of course. I would like to set the scene for you. My guy, Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio, takes over at noon here. He has walked in. It's a suit, a tie. You're not – I feel like if I say something like, you're the best-looking guy on Radio Row, everybody would be like, ah, there are a lot of well-dressed people, and Adam Epstein has outdone them by a small margin. This is – I mean, you're leaps and bounds ahead of the rest of the crew. This is impressive.
I didn't know where you were going with this.
Yeah.
Was it a compliment or a backhanded compliment? It sounds pretty good.
It's a full-on compliment.
I like it.
The only thing I've ever seen like this is Zach Joachim doing, like, the full, like, you know, sharp-fitted suit at, like, a VCU exhibition game.
Yeah. That guy's super skinny.
Well, he can pull it off really well. He's working with advantages we don't work with by virtue of being in the radio business. So on your show, we're going to have Grant Paulson on. We'll do an entire blackjack recap. But we played with what I believe was the worst blackjack player in the history of the world last night at the Circa Hotel.
Yeah. It was players, right? Like,
it was a group of four of them. She was the biggest offender.
Okay.
She did not bust because she refused to hit if she had 12 or higher, regardless of what the dealer was showing.
Right.
So that's kind of a wacky out of the gate, right? Like, if that's your system, that's your system, right? I'm never going to bust. I'm going to be in every hand. We get to play everything to the finish. Not what I would do, but that's fine. She draws a pair of queens. That's a 20. The target number in blackjack is 21, so she's doing pretty well. The dealer is showing a 9. Good number, not as good as 2 tens.
When the dealer's showing a 9, you're always assuming the other is a face card.
You work with the assumption the other card is a face card. At that point, you're sitting on 20. The only thing the dealer can do is get an ace and tie you, where you don't lose any money in a tie.
Right.
Your money stays sitting in front of you. Basically, any other card that shows, outside of just a wacky sequence of events, you're getting more money put in front of you. And she says, I'll split them, please. And I don't think I've ever seen a dealer, I forget her name. But
Hannah.
Hannah, yeah, of course you remember Hannah. Hannah was great. I don't think I've ever seen a dealer stop the game for that length of time to explain that this is an affront to all of society. It was truly a mind-blowing moment. So she's looking around. I'm sitting next to her, and she kind of gives me the what would you do, and I couldn't hold back. I said, just stop. You have 20. You're winning. The point of the game is to win. You play to win the game. You won the game. And then she turns to her husband, significant other, boyfriend on the other side, and he shrugs. He says, do whatever you want. That was not the right answer, by the way.
Yeah.
She splits them. My guy downwind, AWOD, caught that stench, unfortunately. It didn't work out for anybody.
So with the way I've always played blackjack, she's now the enemy for the rest of the night because that was my face card that I was supposed to win with, and then she hit because why are you hitting on 20? Why are you splitting? Splitting on 20? And then because then she took two cards that was one was mine, one was yours.
Yeah.
You're taking other people's cards.
It messes up the whole deck. If we can say anything positive about this, we know the game wasn't rigged because they couldn't possibly rig a deck to her playing style. There would be no way to pull that off. If you know everybody's going to play correctly, maybe you could rig a deck. You couldn't rig a deck for her.
Right.
You wouldn't know what was coming next at any given time. We went over to the media party last night. It was at the Formula One paddock. That's a fancy word that means garage/warehouse.
Much bigger than a garage, though.
It was huge.
Yeah.
I think that's why
they use paddock. Right?
Wow. It was 2 city blocks long. Mm-hmm. And they put food on every level, and it's Vegas, so it was a good show.
It was themed. We had Elvis out there. That was a pretty good Elvis impersonator.
And he was full on performing and singing.
Yeah.
Some people can do the voice, Danny Ruye. Some people have the look, right? You think about a guy like the Andy Reid guy walking around who looks like he both had the look and the voice.
And he was wearing a lot of makeup, and it kind of made him look even more like Elvis.
It made me think of those Elvis movies, where that's the Elvis look in the movie.
Right, yeah.
For sure. He walked straight off the set of an Elvis movie.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It was Austin Butler, actually.
It was a very, very impressive showing. Very impressive showing.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to slide out because we got Joe Theismann on the other side of this break. He won a Super Bowl. He's kind of a big deal. We'll pick his brain on everything going on with the Commanders, new coach, et cetera, et cetera, new hires all over the place. Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator. We'll see what Joe Theismann thinks about that. So I'm excited to chat with him. Great celebrity guests here. We're waking up the desert. People are trickling in. We love to be first in the barn here out at Radio Row. I've enjoyed being first in because my show wraps up at 9 a.m. out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's a wacky. You get off at 9 and you're just like, what do I do?
I slept for 2.5 hours yesterday.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's what I did.
I've gotten, I think, 4 to 5 every night.
Yeah, I got 4 last night, plus the 2.5, though. I'm winning. By Vegas standards, 6.5 is a total win.
I had a killer nap yesterday, middle of the day,
ooh,
right before the VCU game.
Mm, that, I don't want to hear about your blackjack wins. I want to hear about your nap. That's I'm 39 years old. That's what gets me excited. Jeeps, you want to grab a headset here? Grab Adam's headset real quick. Grant Paulson is here. Grant Paulson, you hear him on the Fan with Danny Ruye every night from 3 to 6. We were out last night, and we saw what I believe to be the worst blackjack player I've ever seen in my life. It's not Adam. Adam's sitting right here. It's not him. Well, Adam wasn't a good blackjack player, but he wasn't the worst I've ever seen.
Best thing that happened to Adam was he sat at the right table because he was not the worst blackjack player there. A couple of things about last night. I want you to know I've texted 150 people about it. We're going to start with that. Second of all, you can't – and I hate. I really do. I hate the people that are like the fun suckers at the blackjack table at Las Vegas. And to our credit, meaning like everyone's just having fun. Who cares if you're good or not? You know, if I hit and I'm feeling it and I'm not supposed to, I don't want someone like giving me the rolled eyes, whatever.
Thank you for saying that because we found a $10 table with a view of the sports book. I was there to have fun and I had fun.
Exactly.
Everyone
had a good time. And we did not shame this terrible blackjack player.
Should have, but didn't.
To them, just kind of to each other.
I've texted so many people about them.
Worst blackjack player I've ever seen. The amount of times that you guys got screwed was unbelievable. That's number one. Number two, you're burying the lead. The lead was Adam Epstein.
He is the main character at 910 The Fan. That is for sure.
And at that blackjack table.
He was.
There was a moment. This is my favorite. I don't know what else is going to happen on this trip. I could get to interview Patrick Mahomes for an hour.
Yeah.
I could get to read a bedtime story to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It won't be better than Adam Epstein at the blackjack table last night. I don't know why he did this. This is what he did. Hannah, who's dealing him the cards, is waiting for roughly 11 seconds for his decision. This is not how this is supposed to go. She deals the card, next person card. Adam has decided we are screeching this thing to a halt. We're going to wait until I'm ready to make my decision. I'm either going to tap the table, or you guys have played this game before. I'm going to take my hand in front of me and say I'm just fine. She's waiting several seconds for his decision. Then he picks up his bottle of beer. He shakes it back and forth, left and right, rocking it like to its side.
The closest comparable here is a wine sommelier.
Yes.
Sniffing the glass.
100%. That's what he does. He kind of like as if he is shaking it in a circle so he can smell the earthy tones.
Yes.
Of his Bud Light. He then goes to drink it, take a sip, all again while everyone at the table is waiting for his decision. This should never happen. He goes to take the sip, and because he just shook beer, it explodes all over his face. I've never seen anything like it. It was a wonderful moment. I think then he hit when he shouldn't have and yelled analytics. And then I think he went busto. But, hey, Phillips has another $15 coming your way. Don't you worry about a thing.
How much money did I spend propping my guy up last night?
Whatever it was worth it.
It was worth every penny, and I'd do it again.
I had a blast. I cannot wait for nighttime just to find out where Adam is tonight so that I can be back with him. We had a good old time.
Tonight is Sphere night.
It's a big night.
With you two at the Sphere, which I'm very fired up about. Maybe Bono will come play with us after.
I am elated. I think black, you know, generally when I think Bono, I think $15 tables at the D.
That's his scene.
Exactly.
For sure. Sometimes he goes high roller 25, yeah. But never more than that.
He's a big Fremont guy. I always see him at the Denny's over on Fremont. that's his breakfast normally when he's in Vegas.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. We got a break. Thank you for jumping in.
My
GP.
Pleasure.
I did tell the story this morning, but you tell it very well as well. I think our audience isn't going to get tired of that story anytime soon.
I think they're going to hear it again at some point.
No question. All right. Back with more after this. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. You're listening to the 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. We are live from Radio Row 1031. Thank you for joining us on the home of the Commanders, the new 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM. Hope everybody's doing well out in beautiful Richmond, Virginia. Been a cold and rainy week here in Vegas. We are thrilled to have on the line our next guest. You remember him from that time he won the Super Bowl as well as other great moments, Joe Theismann. What is up, Joe?
Hey, MP, how are you? So you got a little rain out there in Vegas, huh?
A little rain out here in Vegas. I did not have that one on my bingo card. Of course, when you're in Vegas, there are lots of things on the bingo card. It's a very big one.
Yes, it is. The thing is you just never get the clothing right, though. That's the problem.
That is so true. I want to ask you about everything going on with the Commanders now, obviously, in the turnover. But, you know, we have you on. You know, I know you get lots of requests this week. Every year the Super Bowl comes around. Does it still bring back the memories? Does it still, you know, does this week still resonate for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great week. It's a great week of memories. You know, I just think of the one we won. That other one I just block out of my mind.
There you go.
But it's a great week. It's great to see. I'm headed out there tomorrow, so it's a chance to be able to see the guys that you haven't seen in a long time, and a lot of the players, a lot of the retired players, some of the active players. It's almost like a big homecoming for the NFL, for me anyway, this particular week, no matter where the Super Bowl is played. And now with it being in Vegas, it's an exciting time with everything that's been going on in gaming. And you know, you're in the heart of it right now with the games and with the game coming up. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. And then a lot of reminiscing, you know, a lot of looking back on, you think about the preparation, you think about the game, you think about the feelings after. Nothing like it. Incredible experience.
It's always fantastic, and of course, this is a special year, the anniversary of that 83 season where you were the NFL MVP, and I mean, it was... everybody asks you to compare them. It's always an unfair question to ask. Was that your guys' best offense that year? I mean, you guys were humming that year.
Oh, yeah. We you know, I mean, really, when you think about it, Coach Gibbs took over in 81. We go 0-5. Then after that, we sort of start to find ourselves a little bit. We go 8-3 the rest of that season. Then the Super Bowl season, we go 12-1, and people forget that was a strike-shortened season. We only played, I think we played, what, 9 regular season games?
Yeah,
and then everything was like a wild card. So we wind up 12-1 and win the world championship. And it's funny, you can't imagine. I mean, maybe you have dreams. You do have dreams. You have dreams about winning a championship, but until it actually happens, it's surreal. It's you really are just playing a game. You're doing the same thing that you've been doing for years. I mean, this was, you know, it was January of 83 for us, and I've been in the league almost 10 years. And here comes that moment when right now you stand at the top of the mountain with the team. I mean, we are the world champions. We are the best in football. And one of the things I always enjoyed in preparation for the two of them was I like being one of the last teams standing. I analogize it this way. If you're in a golf tournament and you're near the lead, everybody's on the range hitting balls. And then everybody goes to their tee times. And then another group goes to their tee times. And another group goes to their tee times. And then you look around the range and it's just you and maybe two or three other people. That's a neat feeling. It's the same thing for me when it came to the Super Bowl. You know, people got eliminated. And all of a sudden, we were one of the last two teams standing. And it was... yeah, I remember a lot about the preparation. I had about an hour and a half conversation with a dear friend of mine by the name of Burt Reynolds, because we played in Pasadena, and Buddy and I had known each other for a while. And so we talked on the phone Saturday night for about an hour and a half about a lot of different things. I remember Coach Gibbs, what he talked about in the meeting Saturday night, our quarterback meeting. First thing I did when I got to the stadium, I walked the entire football field from end zone to end zone. I just wanted to take in that moment. After we won the championship, I sat down with George Michael in the middle of the football field with the lights, with the, you know, the mist of California coming in and the lights somewhat shining bright, and that scoreboard is right in front of me. I can close my eyes today and I can look up and still see that scoreboard. So that moment stays with you forever.
Man, that is cool. Love hearing Joe Theismann take a trip down memory lane. And, of course, new ownership, new energy, new coach. Number 2 draft pick, hoping to maybe make some more of those memories in the coming year. I'll leave it open-ended for you, Joe. What do you make of this round of hires and the people they've brought in? Is there anybody that excites you or that gets you thinking, you know, that this is a really good hire or opportunity for the team?
I think it is a good hire. I think Dan's a heck of a coach. I mean, he's gone to, what, 2 or 3 Super Bowls. I mean, he understands what it's like to get to the top of the mountain. He's had success wherever he's been. And, you know, the big thing about a head coach is who do you hire? It's just like being an executive. You can't handle everything yourself. You need to find the right kind of people to do the job that you want to get done to be successful. I think in Dan's case, first of all, I think it was a terrific hire. I think the Ben Johnson situation sort of, you know, took people by surprise, him staying in Detroit, but that's fine. I mean, I hope he got the bump that he deserved. And I think Detroit believes that if they can remain with continuity on the offensive side of the ball, they can have a shot to be back next year in the playoffs and in a championship game. So, you know, that makes sense. But Dan Quinn has such great experience. Like I said, the hires are interesting. You know, Joe Witt he's been with Dan, so they know the defense. He knows what he wants. But Cliff Kingsbury is an interesting hire to me because, remember, he had Kyler Murray in Arizona and Johnny Manziel, Mahomes, Mayfield, all guys that could move around. And he also happened to be one of the offensive coaches, in Southern Cal last year where Caleb Williams is, which tends me to believe that if, let's say Caleb Williams is drafted by Washington, he will be familiar with the offense. There won't be that obvious rookie transition from college to pro game. And the biggest part of that is terminology, knowing what to call, knowing where to go with the ball, knowing how to read things. You know, that's a step that will be advanced for him. And that's what I'm looking at. That's why the hires to me are interesting, is familiarity in both offensive and defensive coordinators.
You mentioned Caleb Williams. I know people out here get excited hearing that name, but all the names are exciting. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, all the way on down. A ton of good quarterbacks in this draft. It's so important to get that position right and to nail that one. What would you tell whoever it is coming in about what they're going to be up against here in Washington as they work on this rebuilding project?
Well, you know, MP, you just don't know. Each one of the top three brings something different to the table. Drake's a little bit more of a pocket guy. Jalen moves around. Caleb, or Caleb, however it's pronounced, will get that squared away at some point in time. But he, you know, he's a bit raw, great athlete. I watched him make plays against Notre Dame a few years back, and it was all his legs that got it done, scrambling around, making plays. Played in a big-time environment at USC. You know, Drake went on and did an incredible job at North Carolina, and we know what Jalen did down in LSU. So to me, I think that any one of those guys is going to just have to be able to be sponges, learn as much as you can. There's more of a transition today from the college game to the pro game than we've ever seen. Yeah. Obviously, the shotgun, the movement of the quarterback, a lot of different things. Now, the next thing is the verbiage. You're looking at a team, for example, just as a reference point, the San Francisco 49ers, the Green Bay Packers, their offensive coordinators, you know, Matt LaFleur up in Green Bay, Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, you look at how close they come to getting delay of game penalties because the verbiage is so long. It's so hard. It's like it's learning an entire different language. I wouldn't be surprised if San Francisco gets at least one delay of game, possibly more, only because you have to get all that out of your mouth and get everybody lined up and going. So that's part of the learning process. It isn't just your physical skills. To me, the physical part of the game, lots of guys have physical skills. But how do you handle the mental aspect? The ability to call plays, the ability to call them in a very timely fashion, to be able to read the defenses, to be able to communicate with everybody. I mean, those are all parts of the game that people sort of overlook a little bit. All they want to look at is, whoa, we can run, whoa, we can throw. There's a lot more to the position than that.
No doubt about it. Nobody knows that better than Joe Theismann. Pleased to have him joining us here on The Fan this morning. MP on the mic. Joe, my guy Bennett Zier, he's our boss here. He says to say hey to you. He says you were one of the good ones in the early days at WTEM. There's another throwback for us.
Oh, my God. Tell me. You know, I did radio. I did morning drive in Washington in 82 and 83. I love radio. You know, what you can do, MP, is you can paint pictures for people. And then they can imagine things. You know, some mornings I'd get up and it'd be cloudy and, you know, we'd start the show at 6 a.m. I'd say, oh, geez, a big snowstorm. People don't know it's not snowing. You can mess with their heads. I mean, you can tell them anything you want. It's dark. They're still in their bedroom. They have no idea what's going on. And, oh, you better get up early. And it's like you get out and it's a sunny day and they get pissed off at you. I mean, it's I love the radio medium. I really do. It's like I said, you can paint pictures for people, and sometimes it's a lot of fun. I used to have an argument. I used to argue with myself on the air. So in other words, I'd be, you know, it'd be like, hey, we want to go now to 95 where the traffic is, and then we've got construction here. And so what I do is I would play the construction guy as well as the driver. Hey, buddy, come on, get us out of here. We got to get moving. Don't worry about it. I'm working here. I'm working. I'm trying to get a job done. All right. You know, you sit in a car. I'm out here in the hot sun. Hey, buddy, don't give me any lip. Hey, don't worry about it, man. We're just going to be trying to get this thing. I mean, I'll tell you, I had the best time. It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
We're having that much fun now. Very much appreciate you taking a few minutes and joining us. Joe Theismann, I don't know. I got some work to do, apparently. I got to work on my voices. I'll come ready next time. All right. Take care. Enjoy your time in Vegas. We'll be thrilled to see you down here.
You bet, MP. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes. Joe Theismann. He'll be down here for the weekend. Everybody's going to be down here for the weekend. It's I know we say that every year at the Super Bowl. Double it at the Vegas Super Bowl. It's incredible. Radio Row's bigger than normal. The talent list is bigger than normal. Everybody who's anybody is down here. And so are we. Rolling right along, taking you up to 12 o'clock. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. Grant and Danny drive you home. You know what you're listening to. It's 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Right now, I want to welcome in our first guest of the day, Dr. Scott Goldman. Scott, good morning. So we're the home of the Commanders. Bob Myers is running the coaching search, the thing. You worked with him with the Golden State Warriors, right?
That is correct, yeah.
All right. You've also worked with the Wizards.
Yes.
Is that correct? So tell us a little bit about what you do and you know, what your role is with these teams.
Well, first I'd like to start off by saying I don't think I've ever been in the same sentence with Joe Theismann and Carrot Top. So what an honor and a privilege it is to be in a – like, that's – like, remember the amazing Karnak where he would say, Joe Theismann, Carrot Top, and Scott Goldman. I'm not sure where that leads to.
Three guests on the Fan today because Las Vegas, you just never know what's going
to
happen.
Right. So to tell you about myself, I'm a licensed psychologist by training, and I've got advanced skill sets where they're really meant and intended for performance, elite performance optimization, high-pressure situations. So for the last 25 years, I've been an embedded psychologist with NFL teams, NBA teams, and a few others, yeah.
So we hear so much about the importance of the mental side of the game, the importance of identifying the right athletes. You're with AIQ here today. What do you guys do to help these teams and help these players?
Yeah, great question, right? So the AIQ is a device, it's a tool that's really meant to help describe how a player processes the game. So when my partner Jim Bowman and I created the AIQ, the concept was, if we define sports as a constantly mutating puzzle, if, you know, a quarterback who has to scramble and scan the field and look for where his identified targets would be, or a point guard who's got to, you know, decide where to distribute the ball in transition basketball. So the idea is, sports is this constantly mutating, changing puzzle. What are the cognitive abilities that you need in order to solve it? So how do you see the game? How do you process the game? Everything like that.
So if you were, say, holding the number 2 pick in this year's NFL draft.
Hypothetically speaking,
sure. what would be the things you're looking for that say, you know, hypothetically there's 3 quarterbacks who are all very good at the top of that draft. What are the things you're looking for that separate them?
Well, and I think you also got to take an inventory of who you already got on your roster too, which, you know, I've talked to some professionals who see the quarterback currently as a first round talent that they think is an absolute steal from a 5th round grab. So
okay,
we're just being hypothetical here. Right? I think the first thing I would do is I would want to talk to the new offensive coordinator and see what kind of knowledge he might have about some of the prospects and see if he has any kind of intimate knowledge about what they're capable of. And then, you know, I knowing Coach Quinn a little bit and having worked with him in the past in some other spaces and places, what an amazing hire and an incredible human being. It's interesting, you mentioned Bob Meyer. Like, when he first got announced as being part of this process, my phone blew up. And they're like, basketball guy in football? I said, look, you got to understand, this person is an absolute genius. I mean, and I don't use that word lightly, especially like when you're in that space of
sure.
understanding cognitive processing and everything.
Yeah.
And so I just, every front office person, every coach, I just, if you trust this person, like his emotional intelligence, his intellect, his ability to ask the third, fourth, and fifth question, brilliant. So I think, sorry, it's a long-winded answer
this
for
the
number
two answer.
Pick.
This is what you're here for. This is fantastic.
Here's what I would say. When you get the right people on board, you can do some pretty amazing things. And Bob Myers is such a home run, brilliant person. And then you got Coach Quinn, who's an amazing connector. I mean, the guy has no enemies. Everyone around the league loves him unconditionally. If you look at some of the history of his coaching staffs and where they've all grown and become, Kyle Shanahan, Raheem Morris, like what he does is good, talented people gravitate towards him, and then they produce at such a high level. So you are setting an environment of where I would almost say the luxury that they have is to hit a bullseye with this number two pick is so much wider because the environment has a good fit for a wide range of people.
You bring a player into a bad environment, doesn't matter if they're good. The Tom Brady question, right? Does he become Tom Brady if he's drafted by, you know, name your team?
Yeah, like one of the questions that I'll ask front office folks when I'm in that conversation. So, you know, I've been in several draft rooms, both for Major League Baseball, NBA, and NFL in the last 10 years. So it's one of those kinds of intellectual conversations. Is I'll say, like, okay, let's take quarterback X. How many systems would that quarterback be good in?
Okay.
Then let's take system Y and ask ourselves how many quarterbacks would be good in system Y. So if we're always talking about system fit versus player, I mean, one washes the other.
Okay.
But I think that becomes the litmus test of which way are we leaning towards. Is this a system fit or is this a really outstanding athlete?
Nice. We're pleased to be joined by Dr. Scott Goldman. He's here with AIQ, the instrument that scientifically proven to impact NFL performance. I got it there. And you worked with the Golden State Warriors. Anytime anybody talks about culture, the Warriors are one of the first teams that gets mentioned in any sport. What was it that group had that everybody's trying to replicate?
It's the people. See, it's funny, like when we talk about culture, and in my humble opinion, I think culture is an interesting word, mm-hmm. and I'm not a fan of. And I'll tell you why. Like, culture becomes a nebulous third element. So I think we live in a day and age right now where we struggle to confront one another. So instead of saying, like, hey, I don't like you, or hey, we've got this relationship dynamic, what we say is like, oh, the culture's bad. So instead of you being bad or instead of me being mad, we just go, hey, the culture's bad. And so I say, if we redefine culture, or if we focus on it, we say, look, human beings are complicated and human interactions are a multiplier of complication, then culture is really the interaction between it all. And to me, where I start is with leadership. I think the ownership, Joe Lacob, Kirk Lacob, Kent Lacob, Mike Dunleavy Jr., like, they are amazing human beings. They're in the building every day. They care. They're invested. And they set a tone of how people are treated. And everybody feels heard. Everybody collaborates. So it goes beyond just what you see on the court. But it's a group of amazing human beings with a shared and aligned mission.
I love it. Dr. Scott Goldman here. You want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing here this week with AIQ?
Yeah, so, you know, the AIQ's been in the NFL space since 2012. We were the first to really provide this kind of descriptive element. And we're working right now with multiple NFL teams. And we're used, it's funny, like, we go beyond just talent selection. It's really about talent development. And so a big part of what we're doing is just trying to help people be aware of how valuable of a resource this can be for teams, not just in the draft process, but also in the player development spectrum as well.
That's awesome. Scott, thank you for taking a little time with us today. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 11 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock out here in Las Vegas, where it's Bud Light Big Game Week. The excitement builds every day. Monday, this place was dead when we started the show. Now it is very much alive with celebrity. Gronk just walked by. He's in the house. Got tons of great names, great interviews. You heard from Joe Theismann at 10:30 here. Grab the Odyssey app if you missed that. Plenty going on back home, too, including a VCU win, 75-60 over Fordham last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. Mike Svetitz joins us, as he does, Wednesdays, 11 o'clock in the morning. Mike, you there?
Sure. What's going on, Michael?
All right, so I want to get to the Super Bowl. I want to get to sports betting, all the fun stuff. But today is signing day. We were texting about this earlier. And today is college football signing day. There's two of them now, but this is the one that was always a thing. UVA and Virginia Tech are going to sign a combined zero players today. It is amazing to me how quickly the air got taken out of National Signing Day.
That is absolutely insane. That is the craziest thing. And we've talked about this before on the show. You and I obviously have talked about this, as recently as this morning, like you said. I remember, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was like everybody, and this was before social media, so everybody would crowd around the message boards, right? You'd log on with your dial-up, and you'd just sit there and refresh all day, and fax machines would be buzzing, and now it's, obviously, since they did the early signing period, that took a lot out of it. But with the transfer portal and everything else, what used to be, and it got to where it kind of jumped the shark too, right? Kids would go on ESPN and they'd do the hat trick, or they would do the T-shirt thing, or they fake it out, and act like they're signing one place and sign the other. But, it's just sad that, especially the two biggest schools in Virginia are not signing anybody on, quote, National Signing Day.
I'm surprised the portal hasn't turned into that announcement spot, because everybody seems to quietly commit back out of the portal. Maybe it's because they got a fan base mad at them at that point, but I'm surprised we're not doing hat dances in the portal.
I absolutely, but you'd have to have like a, it would change every 5 seconds, right? So there's no way to keep the bandwidth on that. It's extreme. It'd be like
true.
A Twitter Live or something for it.
It's true. All right, JC, hit that sounder. Let's get down to business with Mike Svetitz.
Mike Svetitz of Front Page Bets breaks down this week's lines and action in college and pro football.
Mike, I'm right next. I'm sitting right underneath the big DraftKings booth. FanDuel's over here. We had Derek Stevens. He owns Circa on the show yesterday. This is the gambling Super Bowl. There's no avoiding it. There's no ducking it at this point. What's this going to mean for what y'all do at Front Page Bets, for the industry, for gambling as a whole, to have a Las Vegas Super Bowl?
I mean, obviously, this is, this is why it was created, right? I mean, it feels like it's all the stars are aligning, being in Las Vegas, playing the game there. It's the most bet event in the world every year, and now legally, at least in America, legal in 38, 39 states, and it's just, last year, billions of dollars were bet on it. This year, billions more will be bet on it legally. And I think it's just it kind of just culminates to where we are now with legalizing, regulating sports betting across the country. It's a lot, obviously, regulated. It's safer to do. It's more mainstream. It's more, licensed. And there's so many more, fail safes on it to keep it from being, kind of that back room, back bar type deal. And now, it's the biggest event in the world right now. Always has been. And for the sports betting world to be in Vegas, it's huge. I wish I was only out there with you, under all those signs and doing it live as well. But it's going to be a big week. It's already been a big week in the lead up. So we're excited about it here at Front Page Bets.
All right, we take them one at a time, Mike, but next year's Super Bowl is in New Orleans. I'm going to need to see you down there for that one.
In. As long as I can get on the big game, Bud Light big game train, I'm good.
Big
game week, whatever that is, whatever you guys are doing down there.
Our guy JR is going to hook you up. I believe in him. JR hooked us up all week. We got him. So tomorrow, the guy who does the Clydesdales is coming on the show. I don't think we have an actual Clydesdale on the show. I don't think that would go well on Radio Row. But
it would be a better guest than me, that's for sure. So.
Wait, okay. The best bit at media night. The Blue Man Group. Everybody knows the Blue Man Group, right?
I saw that my first trip to Vegas back in 2001. Anyway,
sure. What's the, besides the blue paint, what's the one defining thing about the Blue Man Group?
They don't talk.
Everybody knows they don't talk. The Blue Man Group performed to kick off media night. So they, you know, it's a TV spectacle now. They perform, they walk off stage, you know, they're just in the big media pin. So a lot of people are coming up, taking pictures with them, you know, doing bits with them. Some radio guy comes up and says, "Can I do an interview with you guys?" And they nod yes. And he go, you know, I'm Joe Blow with, you know, 1010 The Ticket. And you we're here with the Blue Man Group in Las Vegas. You know, how excited are you guys to be at Super Bowl opening night? And they just start miming and like making a – and he looks so confused. It was fantastic.
It's great radio. That's great radio right there. Gold, that's, Gary. It's gold.
That's great radio right there. All right, so we had Derek Stevens on yesterday. He runs Circa out here. They've got one of the biggest sports books. He said he thinks that the late money will come in on the Chiefs. But I'm intrigued because the early money also came in on the Chiefs, and then we saw a course correction. How are you reading what's going to happen over the next 72 hours here?
Yeah, I mean, I think usually, you know, in my experience, you know, usually the late sharp money comes in, you know, before kickoff, right? So that you're not going to see a lot of the bigger bettors coming in this early. You have seen some, but I think you know a lot of the money will come in late from the pros, right? And so the public right now, 70% of the public is betting the Chiefs, and we saw that when the lines opened after the championship games, opened at 2.5. In favor of the 49ers, people bet that down to 1, and now it creeked back up. At last I saw FanDuel, 2.5. You know, BetMGM, I think, still got a 1.5. You know, and so it's fluctuating between 1.5 and 2.5, depending on your book. I don't know, you know, if that'll get bet down to 1, 1.5, you know, right before kickoff. It'll be close to a pick 'em. Not sure, but right now the public is 70% of them taking the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes, who's 11-1-1 as an underdog as a starter, right? And he's 15-4, I think, as a in the playoffs against the spread. So I feel like, you know, a lot of people already are on that Patrick Mahomes Chiefs dynasty train. You know, what'll be interesting is to see the public if it does stay with that, or if it starts coming back toward the 49ers. Since 91, when they started tracking this, not the Nevada sports books have only lost twice to public betting, right? So they're 31-2 against the public when it comes to Super Bowl. So they don't lose often when it comes to getting it. So they know something we don't always have. So is it the house or is it Mahomes? Who are you going to go with?
They're both formidable opponents. I will say that. those are two groups that all they do is win. We've seen that show out here for sure. Out here in Vegas. So they've got we're on Radio Row. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. The slot machine company, Aristocrat Gaming is the name of the company. They make slot machines. They have a big booth. They have a big booth out here for people to do their live TV shots from. They have slot machines themed to every NFL team, but they're rigged so that when you spin the wheel, you win the jackpot. So that everybody from around the country can do their live shots here in Vegas and spin the wheel and hit a jackpot and then throw it back to the studio. I mean, what clever marketing there. That's amazing.
Vegas doesn't miss, Michael. You know what I mean? You have been out there long enough to know we've seen this movie before. They don't miss. If they can promote it, they can do it. They're going to do it, man, and they're going to do it well. So it's I'm sure the scene out there is epic.
It's a bit of a scene. We're thrilled to be out here. We'll bring you along next time for, yeah, you know, gambling correspondent. There you go.
That's what we need.
Mike Svetitz joins us on Wednesdays. Mike, what you got cooking at frontpagebets.com?
Well, obviously, you know, the Super Bowl all week. We dropped on Monday our Taylor Swift-themed props. I don't know if you've heard. Taylor Swift is going to be at the game. Her and Travis Kelce apparently are an item. This is the first I'm hearing about it. But the sports books are all over this. So you can't bet at any reputable legal sports book in America on actual Taylor Swift props. Like, will she get proposed to? I think in Ontario, one of the books there, you can. But it's more themed props. So we've got that already out. We've got our player prop. You know, everything that you can consider, conceive, we're going to have. We're going to have odds on. We're going to, you know, give you our best bets. My picks will drop. My video dropped this morning. The final picks will drop on Friday for who I'm going with. And it's changed two or three different times, Michael. The things I've written.
It's a hard one.
It's changed. It's a hard one. So I'm you know, I'm not locked in until Friday, till I post my print picks, as it were, on Front Page Bets. But we'll get that on Friday. Man, we got so many good things. And then also, you know, and you know this very well. You were out there last year. the Waste Management Open is in Scottsdale this week as well. And just posted a story on that. Scotty Scheffler, two-time defending champ, there going for a three-peat. He's plus 500 to win it all again. He's the odds-on favorite. So, yeah, we've got golf, we've got Super Bowl, and more Super Bowl.
I love it. Bubba Watson's making the rounds out here today. Live Golf kicks off out here tomorrow. They're trying to ride the coattails this year. They took notes. They're doing the thing.
Obviously.
Mike, I got to cut you loose. Carrot Top is coming on the show.
Oh.
That's a real thing that I'm actually saying, and that is not a bit. Stay tuned. Carrot Top on the other side. Thank you, Mike Svetitz. Back with more after this. It's 910 The Fan out 105.1 FM. All right, we're back. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. Our next guest is Scott Thompson. You know him better, of course, as Carrot Top, performing nightly at the Luxor. Thank you for dropping
by. Thanks for having me. This is great.
All right, you're a Vegas icon. There's lots of Vegas icons. Yeah. Are you guys all like, are you friends? Is there a club?
No. We don't hang out. We hate each other. No, I mean, we know each other, but not quite sure about it. Like the old days, and you think about the camaraderie between, like, you know, the Rat Pack and that kind of thing. I don't think they have that kind of thing anymore, really. I mean, we do have friends. Like, I know Wayne Newton. I don't think I'll go have a sandwich or a bagel with him, but I knew him. I know him. We might if I called him and said, you want to have a bagel together.
All right.
But, there's definitely camaraderie between that Blue Man Group and everyone that works in Vegas. We're all definitely friends.
All right, I love it. So you're a full-on football fan.
This yeah, is huge. Not, you're not yeah, no, here. No, I'm a huge football fan.
You're not here to fake it.
I know a lot about it. You can test me.
There you go.
You got a new coach for the Commanders.
We're the Washington Commanders Station.
I like the Washington football team better.
Washington football team. Should have stuck with it.
I don't want to make any of your fans mad by saying that, but that's I like the name of that, the Washington football team.
I mean, honestly, if you want to make the fans happy, you say go back to Redskins.
Well, of course, that would be my favorite, which is hard for fans. Because when you go back and watch NFL Network and they show, you know, the Redskins against the Cowboys and the Cowboys and Indians, that's what it was. It was such a rival and such a great sounding game, right? And the Redskins and all the guys with the pig.
Oh, thing, yeah.
It was just football. I mean, that's one of the teams that really made me as a kid. That I said, that's a real football team, like playing in the mud. They have the true fans. You know, there's only a few teams that really have that, I feel, that has that football feel. You know, from Pittsburgh to Cleveland, you know, the old Cleveland Browns in that mud and, Washington Redskins.
I mean, that's
really what made football, you know. Even back when Minnesota played in the mud, not in the beautiful dome, air-conditioned, heated. So I'm a fan of football
ice
in the mud.
Ice bowl, all that, yeah. We got nasty weather this week.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I know.
They don't open up the roof, but if they did, we'd be ready to go.
I think they should.
The 49ers were complaining that they have to practice out in the rain, and the Chiefs get to practice indoors. And I thought, how far we've come here. Complaining that they have to play football in the rain.
That's funny. Or the fact that the Chiefs get to practice inside. They should be playing outside. That's their element.
That's what they do. Do you have a pick here? Do you have a lean on this?
They should make comedians do that. I should
in the elements.
I should rehearse my show out in the field and then bring it into the thing.
Carrot Top on Ice.
Yeah, Carrot Top on Ice. It's a good Disney show.
There you go. One of the Cirque du Soleil is in water, right? Underwater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's a high level of
commitment.
It makes
you want to pee when you see that show. You're just like, there's water.
The one sport I could never, ever play. Water polo.
No, I never tried. It was too. They're trying
to drown each other while also throwing the ball. That's a degree of difficulty right there. You got to lean on the Super Bowl here. Are you taking sides here?
I'm going red. Okay, I made red. There was no other president had red. There's a lot of red. So I don't know. It's hard to pick this one because
it is.
I like both teams as far as I mean. I despise the Chiefs in the sense they beat my Dolphins every year. But when I got to meet them yesterday, it's like, you want to hug Coach Andy Reid. He's so sweet. He called me Carrot Top, and he said, I like your hair. I like your build.
He's an American treasure.
Yeah. Then the kid Purdy's had such a good story, you know, with him being the last drafted and getting his elbow hurt and then coming to the Super Bowl. So it's so tough to pick. So I want the underdog, but I won't be disappointed with either team wins. I think it'll be a good game.
There you go. Carrot Top's joining us on the fan. Scott Thompson performing at the Luxor each night.
Yes.
How do you keep it fresh after all these years?
A box of baking soda in each trunk. No. I try to keep the show fresh. I try to write new jokes every day. I try to keep up with every current event. Like tonight, we're talking about the Super Bowl being here.
There you go.
We're talking about, you know, some politics. We'll talk about Taylor Swift. We'll talk about, you know, current events just to keep it all kind of up to date. And that's what's fun about the show. It changes, you know. It's always has a feel, a fresh feel.
I like that. So you got people who come multiple times.
Yeah, you get a lot of repeat customers. So you have to kind of be on your toes because they were there. We saw you last week and you changed one word. So you gotta keep it tight.
What's the show, if you have a night off, what's the show you go to watch? What's captivating?
Usually a night off, I just go home and pass out and go to bed.
I don't blame you.
But
what
there's been shows that I still want to see U2 at the Sphere. I think that would be tremendous. That's on my bucket list, and hopefully one day I can see that.
What's wild to me about U2, we're going later in the week, is the cheapest tickets to U2 are literally standing next to Bono. Because you can't see the screen above
that's
you.
Interesting. Yeah, so an interesting day. I never thought about that.
We're looking at the most expensive seats are up, where you get the whole screen, the scene, and the cheap tickets are right next to
the
Bono, singer, one of the most famous people
opposite.
In the world. Yeah,
right. Usually it's the opposite. That's interesting. I did not know that. Yeah.
It's wild. So we mentioned you're a football fan, Commanders, a number 2 draft pick. What do they need to do? They've been so bad for so long.
The Commanders?
Give me some hope here.
The Commanders and the Dolphins.
Well, the Dolphins turned it around.
Right.
Give me some hope.
Well, you got a new coach.
Yeah.
You guys are good. You got a new – I mean, I don't know. I got to be honest. I think you guys are close. I think you're close.
It's the NFL. Everybody's close.
It's true.
Yeah.
True.
That's why we love it so much.
True. But I think your new coach is going to help out a lot. I think you got some new players. Again, Washington's just one of those – those teams, they'll find a way. You know, Dolphins have been horrible for 30 years. I mean, literally, 30 years.
That's been – I mean, I love their coach, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike McDaniel.
He wears capris, though. I think that's odd.
There's a lot of things odd there, but it seems to work.
I mean, remember the Coach Landry wear a tie and a hat and,
The tie and suit is out.
No one's going to wear that again, I don't think.
That's not coming back.
But what if one did? Just to be like, shock the world.
I think I'd like it.
Yeah.
I think I'd root for that team.
I would root for that team.
Absolutely.
One coach came out on a Sunday with a suit and a tie. Not necessarily the fedora hat, just a suit and a tie.
I love it.
I bet people would be like, that's cool.
I think so. I think so. Anything else you want to add here while you're making the rounds?
No, just excited about the game being here this weekend. And I played Richmond many times, the comedy club.
Great town.
And we should get back up there and do that again.
We're happy to host you. Yeah. We're happy to be here in Vegas, having a great time here, Super Bowl week. It's a fun town. And people come out here, see the show. It's at the Luxor.
Yeah, it's at the Luxor.
There you go.
It's going to be a fun night. The stadium holds close to 70,000 people. Just think of all those people and only one usher. It's going to be hard to see them.
There he is. There's the walk-off. I love it. Carrot Top, live at the Luxor every night. We're back with more 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM right after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Arms swinging, knees bending, head bobbing to no particular rhythm. You're either dancing or you have fleas.
Call me the doctor.
As soon as you hit the dance floor, the taunts begin.
You remember those? Awad, you're younger than me. Do you remember those ads?
I do, yeah.
Those ads were great. That was vintage radio ads. Thank you to the good people of Bud Light. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. They're putting us up out here in Las Vegas. Truly the center of the world, the center of all the action. Describe the scene here.
I mean, it's just NFL players everywhere, former NFL players.
Gronk, Cam Newton.
Coaches. You've seen Gronk.
Gronk's here.
I didn't see Gronk, but I did see Cam Newton twice.
He's over there with your girl. Kay Adams.
Yeah. I here's the thing is that in between commercial breaks in my show, I'm going to be running over there just kind of smiling and waving.
Okay, Kay Adams, who was on Good Morning Football forever, and every time I watched that show, I thought she should be on the Today Show. Like, she's crazy talented. She's obviously young and good-looking, but everybody's young and good-looking here at the TV anchors. There's a million young, good-looking TV anchors here.
That's a good point.
She's also just crazy talented and funny and a great person. I always thought, what is she doing Good Morning Football at 5 a.m. every morning on the NFL Network? What a waste. And then she goes to FanDuel TV, which, no disrespect, that feels like a step backwards in audience. I have no doubts she is very handsomely compensated. for her show on
It was an
FanDuel
interesting
TV.
Move because I think a lot of people felt the same way. Like
she could have moved forward.
See, I actually think she should have stayed on that show because I thought that show was perfect when it was her, when it was Nate Burleson, who then moved on, Kyle Brandt.
Her and Nate Burleson schlepping it on mornings on the NFL
and
Network.
And Kyle Brandt coming out with a hammer.
Was as good as NFL Network will ever get. Yeah, Kyle Brandt was on that. Kyle Brandt, third best person on that show.
Right.
Real world, very talented himself, obviously. The NFL Network like struck gold with that show for as long as that was. Every time you'd go into the facility in Ashburn, that was on the TV. That was what the players watched.
Right.
That's how you know you've got it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I heard too. Is like this is what the fans watch and the players watch and the coaches watch.
People in the business watch that show every morning. I don't know if that's still the case or not. But
that's a good point.
I do know. That Brian Mitchell is over here. Should be a Hall of Famer, but he's a Super Bowl winner, and that's pretty good.
I'm gonna try to grab Brian for show.
He's getting some attention. So I think people think he's a celebrity making the rounds and not a radio host.
Yeah.
At Odyssey DC.
I always forget that he had a career after Washington too.
In Philly.
Yeah.
The Philly people love talking.
They
to
love him.
He was a great locker room guy.
Right. Andy Reid guy too.
Andy Reid guy too. They had Andy Reid the other day, right after the AFC title
right,
game.
How cool is that?
Great pull there, obviously. It's a little bit like Ryan Clark, who I see and I think Commanders.
Okay.
But obviously the World
Steelers
and think Steelers.
Yeah.
That all forever. Brandon Merriweather, remember the name?
Yeah.
Kept getting fined because he kept hitting people with his head.
Yeah.
Because he was a knucklehead and never changed. And so every Monday we'd go talk to him in his locker, you know, you're suspended again, hey, you're fined again, whatever. And he eventually just said, I'm directing all questions to my agent, Ryan Clark, who was in the locker next to him.
That's funny.
Say, you know, Brandon, you're suspended again. You got to talk to my agent, Ryan Clark. And Ryan would come over like, you know, he's always well-dressed. He'd go, hey, you got to leave him alone. Like, he's just playing football out there.
I'll
Which he
you.
Wasn't. He never was just playing football. Right. He was such a dirty player.
Philly, you got notebooks worth of stories from your time on the beat. Man.
Hopefully 2 years worth, because that's how long we're doing this for. Signed a 2-year deal to do this show, so I hope I got 2 years worth of stories built up from back in the day. It was a fun room. It was chaotic and dysfunctional, and I would trade it for covering the Patriots or the Ravens during that time and just going to Super Bowls and seeing success. But it was its own. It was its own kind of special.
Yeah.
And I think we're moving past that now. I don't think the Dan Quinn era is going to be that. You just hear the parade of people talking about how great Dan Quinn is, how great, you know.
Has it changed your mind on the hire at all with how much support he's getting?
No, because I think you're trying to build something long-term sustainable. I say even if you hit on Kingsbury, he will leave. And that's what happened to Dan Quinn in Atlanta, right? You will forever be dependent on Dan Quinn hitting on offensive coordinators.
Are you changing your mind on the Ben Johnson saga? Because we're kind of hearing more and more that he's looking bad less than the Commanders look bad.
I have heard we've talked to some NFL insiders. I've had some Bud Lights at some bars since we've been here. That has served as the proxy for an agent war that nobody's coming out good here. But Ben Johnson is definitely being viewed very negatively.
Oh, yeah. I read a quote yesterday that said, his reputation is ruined in NFL circles.
Talk to me if he wins a Super Bowl next year.
True.
Yeah. Right. Like, it. As long as they do well next year, he'll be right at the top of the list again. Because it just takes one owner convincing himself, well I'm different.
Yeah.
Like, he likes me. And you got it. You know, you ride that out, of course. All right. Text from a friend here who heard the blackjack story. First time I ever played casino blackjack. I was so bad. I lost $200 in 10 minutes at a low stakes table. Got cussed out by another player and was given a pity free breakfast by the casino.
Wow.
They build these nice buildings for a reason.
Yeah.
They don't just throw these up by giving away money. I was running moderately good last night until the wheels came off. The wheels came off at the end, obviously. But I was running moderately good
for
a while.
No, you were hot, man.
I was propping up the table.
I had a nickname for you yesterday. It was
okay.
Face Down Philly.
Face Down Philly. Anytime I double, I want it face down to
I
build
the
drama.
I love that bit. There's so much drama because everyone hits and you see the card immediately.
Yeah.
But when you hit and that thing is not showing, it just builds like an action movie.
I'm there to produce entertainment.
Yeah.
Value. And I think we produced entertainment for the game. We had an actual crowd watching.
We had a crowd. And we're not joking. Like, it was about 7 to 8 people.
There were people watching our table.
Yeah.
Grant Paulson was there being entertaining. I was there doing shtick. You were there, of course, living your best life.
Yeah.
It was a good night out there in Vegas. They're all good nights in Vegas. It's Wednesday. We got I got 2 more of these to go. You got 3 more of these shows. We're going to hand this thing off to AWOD Radio in a second. I've seen the guest list. It's fantastic. We're at Radio Row out here. It's Bud Light Big Game Week. Thank you to the good folks at Bud Light for picking us up. Rewind this here. If you missed anything today, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. This is the first celebrity day on Radio Row. I think we backed that up. You heard Joe Theismann. You heard Carrot Top. I will not apologize for having Carrot Top on this radio program, and I will double not apologize now that he went in on they should rename to the Redskins, which is a surprisingly common take. They're not going to. That ship has sailed. I don't know if you noticed Magic Johnson, by the way. He congratulated the final 4 NFL teams, the Lions, the 49ers, the Ravens, and Kansas City. There's your indicator. They're not going back to Redskins. But you can talk about those teams again, and it's not awkward. And there will be a new name, I think, coming soon. And I think it will be good. JC, thank you for your work back in the studio. As always, we'll bring you something nice from Vegas. And by that, I mean whatever free swag I can wrangle up in the next 3 days. Stub is producing up next. Stub, full hero to all. AWOD Radio up next. Thank you for joining us. It's been a great morning here in Vegas. Fun's just getting started. Handing it off to AWOD Radio. Grant and Danny, take you home. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.